the HTB podcast. Subscribe now so you don't miss future episodes.
Hello, welcome to this AHDB podcast. Levy payers in the potato sector have a right to a ballot, and between the 17th of February and the 17th of March, AHDB want you to cast a vote. To help make a judgment about whether you vote yes or no, AHDB is running meetings, sending information to levy payers and answering all sorts of questions. I'm John Bates, and as part of this process to guide levy payers towards the necessary information about how and why to vote, I'm joined by two people in this podcast who have a lot to say. Alison Levitt is the chair of the Potato Sector Board, and Nicholas Safir is chairman of AHDB. Alison, you've been on the board of the potato sector for about 18 months as an independent member and chair of the board for a few of those months. Welcome to the podcast. The potato sector ballot opens today. Who's eligible to vote and how?
All levy payers who qualify as current levy payers will receive ballot papers and are entitled to vote. Now, there's a very sort of specific legal definition around that, which a levy payer is any person or business that's paid their potato levy within the previous 12 months from the closing date of the ballot, which, as you just said in your introduction, will be the 17th of March. Now, there is kind of one additional caveat to that, which is that AHDB recognises that it would be unfair to those who've needed to access deferment plans. And so we've implemented a nominal fee. So if there's a situation where a levy payer has not paid within that previous 12 months period, then that business has the option to make a nominal £50 levy payment to ensure that they still qualify for voting, so long as that business has in place an agreed payment plan with AHDB for any outstanding levy invoices. The other point, perhaps just to highlight, is that there'll be one vote per unique levy payer number. And in most cases, that means one vote per business. But there are a few instances where a business pays a buyer and a grower levy, and they will get two votes, regardless of size or turnover. And it is important that each business must decide who is going to cast that vote. So, for example, if it's a partnership, only one person can vote. So I'm sorry for all of that, but that is all set out in legal terms. And I thought it was important to go through the detail there for you.
Yes, that was a useful explanation. Thank you. So you've been sending information to levy payers, but where can levy payers go if they want to access additional information or ask questions?
Well, there are a number of options. I mean, first of all, on the AHDB website, and there's obviously a dedicated area for potatoes, there's a what do I get for my levy page and all sorts of other pages on the website. There's also a podcast, what do I get for my levy podcast. And then we've sent out a brochure, which hopefully people have received. It was in printed format or online. We're going to be providing links. And then I'd also flag up that there are still a number of our town hall meetings to run, so people can come in and not just hear information from us, but opportunity to come onto the stage and ask us questions.
And the dates of those are also on the website?
Also on the website, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Now, you're keen to persuade levy payers to vote yes. Why is that?
Well, obviously, keen to vote yes, feel very strongly about that. I mean, first and foremost, I'd say at a high level, AHDB's role is to ensure the sustainability and the development of the potato industry. And that we believe that without the services that we provide, that would be called into question and in many areas could lead to market failure. Secondly, I'd add that we are very aware of the frustrations that, you know, some levy payers feel about things like costs, about value for money. And I'd just like to flag that AHDB, under Nicholas Safir's chairmanship, is committed to major reforms and a big change programme. And a yes vote will enable us to crack on with doing just that.
Now, I just wonder, obviously, the country is experiencing real difficulties coping with the pandemic. Has COVID and perhaps the distraction of these ballots, has that interrupted business as usual for AHDB potatoes?
Well, I think there's a kind of yes and no answer here. I mean, yes, of course, like so many other businesses and those of our levy payers, we've had to have a lot of changes in working practices, you know, working from home, moving towards digital events. But I would say that the AHDB staff have been absolutely fantastic in how they've adapted to this new situation. And I haven't seen any sort of kind of fallback in terms of their productivity and the delivery of many of the services. But on the other hand, of course, we have been working in very different ways. So many of our programs, our events have been, or all of them pretty much, have been delivered digitally. But whilst, you know, some people have missed having the face-to-face contact, on the other hand, we've been able to connect with and talk to so many more of our levy payers, and participation has been dramatically higher than it has been when we've only held events out there down the farm track or, you know, at Stoneleigh or whatever. Yeah, so just to give you an example of how much impact these digital events have been having, we had 420 or so people registered for the Spot Farm winter results, which ran recently. And then our webinars have been massively popular. So we've had over 2,500 attending various live digital events and a further in excess of 3,000 views of event recordings during 2020. So we've got to this much bigger audience as a result of going online.
Okay, so Alison, let's just park that there for a moment. I'd like to bring Nicholas Saphir in, if I may, now. Nicholas, your first 12 months as chairman of AHDB have obviously been quite busy. Does this ballot help your plans for the organisation and the strategy for the future?
First of all, John, it's not 12 months yet. It feels like 2 years, but it's actually 10 months and running hard. Look, let's put this in context. I think you mentioned it. I mean, you said the country's coping with a pandemic. I think that's just one of the issues. And I came into AHDB with a clear remit from the Secretary of State to bring about change because there had been a request for views and a couple of points made in that about our engagement with levy payers wasn't good enough and our value for money seemed to be good enough. So I was brought in to just make the changes. And that's not about potatoes, that's across the board. But in a wider context, John, I am deeply concerned that we are facing the most unbelievable changes in agriculture across the board over the next few years. And many people get it and some don't. This is not about COVID-19 and how do we deal with today. This is about the whole issue about the change in farm payments. It's about, in certain areas, the changes in our major export markets, both in terms of opportunities and problems now with Europe. And it's also about the most important issue of all, I guess, which is the sustainability climate change issue, which is really going to hit all of us. And, you know, if you think about COP20 in Glasgow this year, the government is bound to be looking now to make really big public statements about its commitment to climate change and all of those things. And agriculture, at the end of the day, risks being at the tail end of all of that, unless it actually takes more charge of its own future. Unless we can actually address the issues of AHDB and deliver better value, deliver better levy payer engagement, reflect what's needed and help the industry cope with all of these things, which only a central organisation can because of the need for resources to be coordinated, then I think we've got big problems coming. So that was the challenge. And your point, potato ballot, help or hinder in that. I think in a way, look, we've announced what our change programme is right across AHDB, and that includes potatoes. And it's pretty radical. We've said that we buy into a regular ballot on the future of the levy and crops, and that will happen at least every 5 years. And we're saying we're recommending to ministers that should formally take place on the fifth anniversary of the request for views, so in 2 years' time. So I would say, no, I don't welcome a potato ballot now, because I think that it's very difficult, isn't it, when you're actually introducing a big change program like this and you're asking people to vote on the change program. And many people say to me, like the change program. Yep, we think that's what we need, but prove you can do it and prove it before the ballot. Well, you can't. So the answer is, if you vote yes in the ballot, you're voting for the change program. If you vote no in the ballot, then you're voting for actually a termination of the statutory levy and the stopping of the relationship with AHDB. So I think my answer to you is I would much rather the ballots have taken place in 2 years' time once we proved what we could do than now. But we are where we are.
Okay, so you've indicated that in your view, levy payers should vote yes. Let's just explore that a little bit more. Tell me why you are so passionate that levy payers should vote yes.
I think that there are problems which are here and now and problems which are coming at us that no individual company, however big it is, can actually solve on their own. And if you take potatoes, there are going to be increasingly radical moves away from all sorts of chemicals in terms of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. There's already phenomenal change in the way in which sprout suppressants are being gradually driven out of the industry. Desiccation is becoming an enormous problem. Now, these are issues which, without a central organization able to mobilize collective investment, won't be taken up. Now, there are people who say, well, of course they would. The chemical industry and the agrotechnical industry will find solutions. Yes, maybe. But actually, history tells us that what actually happens is if you leave that sort of research purely to the commercial industry, what you end up with is intellectual property being collared by the commercial industry, very high prices being charged. And a good example of that's in the cereals industry and seeds, and growers and farmers suffer. So I think some of this basic open source activity area really ought to be paid for by farmers working collectively to try and make sure that they have some control over the destination of all of this rather than leaving it to others. And there are other areas where farmers really have no control and the commercial industry has no interest. And that will be areas very simply like soil rotations and methods of growing and the development of IPM in the widest sense. So I think we are facing a period when the industry very much needs an effective consolidating value for money service.
It's just picking up on that particular point. I don't know whether you're aware that over 500 agronomists actually attended the potato sessions of this year's annual Agronomy Week event, where all our new research is presented. And I really do feel that AHDB in many ways is the intel inside when it comes to a lot of information that agronomists need to be able to support growers and farmers.
The other thing I'd say, which is maybe slightly more contentious in terms of potatoes, is I actually believe the potato industry needs to come together in terms of marketing as well. Now, not all areas of potatoes will agree that, but I would say that when you look at my experience in the dairy industry, et cetera, with alternative milks, where the industry is now kicking back, successfully kicking back, but it's taken too long to do that. If you look at the growth of alternative carbohydrates to potatoes and the pressure on carbohydrates anyway, we are in danger of seeing a drop in consumption of potatoes continuing. And I think that there is a need to mobilize on the marketing side. Now, you know, whether farmers will want to do that or not as part of this change program we're introducing is very much in the hands of farmers. But I think right across the board, there is a collective endeavor that is vital for the industry of the potato industry. And individually, we won't deliver it.
Now, some farmers have been expressing frustration, really, with AHDB about it taking too long to do things, not being prepared to undertake the sorts of reforms that they thought are necessary. Reform is very much on your agenda. Are you confident that you're going to be able to achieve the reforms that are necessary to satisfy some levy payers or perhaps all levy payers?
Well, not within the next 4 weeks when the vote's taking place. So all we can do, and Alison's explained it very well, but all we can do at this stage is tell you what the programme is, tell you that actually we've embarked on change. I mean, the culture within AHDB has changed quite a lot in the last few months. But actually the proof of the pudding is going to be in the eating. And I think that going back to what I said at the beginning, vote yes and you vote for change and still have the chance to kick us if we don't get it right and to stop the levy. Vote no and you have no future chance at all of doing that. So going back to the point, It's all about actually reading the small print, saying, do you agree with the change program? And then participating in that change program, because we're up for discussion. We're saying to people, involve yourselves in that whole program.
One of the things that levy payers think is very, very important is reform around the levy. And I'm wondering what proposals that you've got to deal with the concerns.
Okay, so that's not just a potato issue, actually, by the way, but there are several crops where people are getting a bit concerned about the levy. For example, But we do allow people to deduct certain things, and we do allow certain exceptions in terms of difficulty. But actually, if you take potatoes, there is this issue about crops that are not lifted, whether payment should be made in terms of flooding, etc. So what we've done, because we've been talking about it for a long time. I mean, this whole issue has been talked about for a long time. And there are as many ideas amongst the levy payers as there are possibilities. But what we've done is we started with horticulture already. We brought in Promar, the consultancy, to have a look at this and try and give us an objective outside view as to what it might be. But we are absolutely committed to changing the mechanism behind the levy payment to make it reflect what is sensible and real. But I don't know if Alison wants to add anything to that.
Well, just to say that we've been reviewing the potato levy collection method for quite a while, and it was raised as a topic in our open board meeting back in July of last year. As Nicola said, you know, there are lots of different views and opinions, but having kind of considered all the different options, we really come to the conclusion that our recommendation would be to continue with area planted. But the second part of that is that we are proposing that there is a clawback mechanism such that if any potatoes aren't sold, for example, due to flooding or a catastrophic failure in terms of the store, that then the levy would be refunded or not charged in the first instance, depending on when the timing of when that issue happened. We're also proposing that the kind of immediate 10% penalty that can get applied if somebody doesn't pay their levy on time, to do away with that. Although obviously if there ended up being protracted costs in terms of time and legal bills to recover a levy, which is our legal duty to have to collect these levies, then we would still want the recourse to be able to get those monies, but to do away with that immediate 10% penalty. And there's also a clause that sticks in people's throats about non-payment of the levy resulting in criminal charges, which is something we've never implemented. And therefore, we'll be recommending to DEFRA that clause is also removed.
Alison, also Nicholas raised the issue around marketing and thinks that there's some review required there. I know that marketing is sort of quite close to your heart, and AHDB have done quite a lot of marketing activity. I think there's a marketing campaign planned for the near future, and there's also the Grow Your Own initiative. Is there anything you'd like to say around marketing?
Well, historically, AHDB has driven some fantastic results and did manage to slow or stop the decline in potato volumes that have been happening. So we've got a track record of delivering results for levy payers. More recently, budgets, you know, have been pared back. But at the start of the pandemic, we had a campaign running, recipe-led activity, appearing on also on posters outside supermarkets, on video on demand. Right here and now, we've got another campaign. It started on the 3rd of February, and it's all around jacket potatoes, recognising that stressed out parents, people working from home, are looking for ideas as to what to cook for a lunch, particularly in wintertime. So it comes under the banner of the new packed lunch, and it features a number of different recipes, ranging from a vegan one, dare I say it, through to something simple and easy, quick for kids with, you know, baked beans and cheese, the favourites, and another one with a salad and so on. So demonstrating the versatility of jacket potatoes. And whilst the budget isn't big and we're using social media, we can really target different audiences through all the market data that we get. So we're anticipating a pretty big bang for our buck here. You also mentioned Grow Your Own Potatoes. I haven't spoken to a levy payer who doesn't think that this is a good initiative. It is about, you know, getting kids in schools, growing potatoes and raising the profile of potatoes. It really is a fantastic initiative. Now, you might imagine that it had to be cancelled during the pandemic and indeed, you know, in jeopardy for this year. But the team have found a brilliant way to continue to engage with teachers, and many of them are still picking up and running with the programme. And obviously, we can't wait till all the children are back at school and we can sort of do it properly again. But huge impact, has reached something like 5 million children over the years that it's been running, gets to close to half a million children every year.
Fantastic initiative, and that's probably a good note to leave this podcast on. Thank you very much indeed. Please take the opportunity to vote if you're a potato levy payer, and remember, voting closes on the 17th of March. If you've got any questions, there are open meetings that you can attend. There are two meetings on the 18th and one meeting on the 25th of February. If you've got any other questions or you'd like to contact AHDB, all the information you need is on the AHDB website, ahdb.org.uk. My thanks to my guests, Alison Levitt and Nicola Sophia, and also thanks to podcast producer Maria Covlia. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.